The senior members of the Maoist-affiliated Young Communist League were murdered in Nepal's central southern district of Saptari. They were travelling with journalists and human rights workers on Wednesday when a group stopped their vehicle and abducted them. The two were later killed and one of the bodies was mutilated. Police blame the attack on the Madesi People's Rights Forum, but the forum denies responsibility. As a result of the killings, the Maoist leadership on Thursday asked the United Nations to hold off on efforts to verify their troops. It is the second time the Maoists have postponed the verification process, but a spokesman for the UN mission in Nepal, Kiran Dwyer, says the request was reasonable considering the tensions in the south.
This is a very particular matter, and the Maoists are wanting to make sure in their leadership here that on the ground level their carters are willing to cooperate with us. They've told us that the sensitivities in their cantonments are extremely high and people are upset over these killings.
The Maoist Central Committee is meeting Thursday to discuss how to react to the murders. The Maoists fought a bloody 10-year insurgency to oust Nepal's monarchy. After the king lost power last year, other political parties invited the Maoists to join an interim multi-party government. Under an agreement to bring peace to the country, the Maoists have moved 31,000 fighters to 7 camps across the country and have locked up almost 3,000 weapons. The UN must verify that none of the troops are under 18 years old or were recruited after the peace process began. The Maoists have not yet indicated how long they might postpone the verification of their troops, but Kiran Dwyer is hopeful that the peace process will move ahead soon.
We would expect that a verification process would begin at least within a couple of days, but of course we have to be aware that these sorts of killings are extremely serious matters in the peace process and that they seriously erode the confidence of the parties in the process.
Nepal's southern districts have seen an increase in violence since a peace deal was signed between the Maoists and the major political parties last year, with dozens of politically motivated killings. Liam Cochrane for VOA News, Kathmandu.